Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 5th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs, chapters 19 to 21. Do your part, then God will do his part. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 31 tells us this: the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. King Solomon, with his profound wisdom, uses the example of a battle that Israel might encounter and how to win that battle. Does he just trust in God only and do nothing from his part, hoping that God will grant him deliverance? The answer is no. He and his people should prepare the horse for battle, but deliverance is only from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 tells us this: there are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. Men's best devices and self-reliance are vain compared with God's without his aid. Means are to be used, but after all, our safety and salvation are only of the Lord. Only his counsel will stand, and only his plans for us will survive. The wise man or woman is blessed with God's grace and power to accomplish the otherwise impossible. Such resources enable one to overcome whole cities and to achieve victory in the day of conflict. To be wise, then, is to be mighty, for wisdom recognizes and is able to tap into the awesome power of Almighty God. Even though we do our part in preparing the horses for battle, we should not put our trust in them. As Psalms chapter 20 verse 7 tells us this: some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Our trust should be in the power and strength of God, for without him we can do nothing. Let us do our part, and then God will do his part. We read in Psalms 33 verses 17 to 21 like this: a horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name.